Everyone calls him Jesus. That's not his name. And I'm not afraid to say it. His name was Yahshua. It was not Jesus. Jesus was a made-up name. It wasn't translated into Jesus. Otherwise, the other Yahshuas would be Jesus, and they're not. They're Joshuas.
As Christians, we refer to him as Jesus. But Hebrew Roots members will say it's Yahuwah, or Yahshua, or Yahashua, or Yeshua, or Yeshu. They don't even know what his name is. They're all just coming together and asserting that the name of Jesus is inferior.
When you think about Jesus, and by the way, his name wasn't Jesus, it was Yahshua.
And the reason that they use all of these different names instead of the name of Jesus, and they can't even agree on the name of the Messiah, is because the Hebrew language was dead for over 1,000 years. For almost 2,000 years, Hebrew was a dead language. So does it make sense to say that the original name of the Messiah was Yeshua when that name wasn't even spoken for almost 2,000 years? Modern Hebrew is a language that was invented in the 1800s. And the reason that the Hebrew Roots movement can't agree on what the name of Jesus would have been in the Hebrew language is because they have to resurrect some sort of dialect and they have to try to figure out what his name would have sounded like back then. And so they come up with all of these different names that it could have been. But they will all agree that the name of Jesus is inferior. And in the Greek New Testament, his name, the original name of the Messiah, is spelled I-E-S-O-U-S, Jesus. My wife is actually Romanian, and in her language, it's translated Isus. In Spanish, it's Jesus. In English, it's Jesus. Jesus is the name above every other name. The New Testament of our Lord and Savior was written in Greek. It was not written in Hebrew. And the reason we know that there was no original Hebrew New Testament like the Hebrew Roots movement will claim is because 22 of the New Testament books were written to Greek people in Greek places. And so when their televangelists come on TV to try to get you into their doctrines, they will leave that out. They'll just say that there must be a Hebrew New Testament somewhere and we're looking for it. The Hebrew New Testament doesn't exist, but there are over 5,000 manuscripts that support the Greek New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved."
And when they read that scripture, they tell you that this name is Jesus Christ, which is a completely made up name. There was no letter J in early English or in Latin. That is a fact.
Now, when you bring this up to the Hebrew Roots members, they will laugh at you oftentimes and tell you that you must just be ignorant because the letter J didn't exist before 1524. And so they'll say that therefore his name could not have been Jesus. What they're leaving out is that the letter I was pronounced the way that we pronounce the letter J today. So if it's written I-E-S-U-S before 1524, it was still pronounced Jesus. The letter I back then was pronounced the way that we pronounce the letter J today. That is a historical fact. The Bible says, "And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin." So notice, the original name of Jesus was written down in Greek, and it was made known to the people who were crucifying him. Think about this. The word Yeshua is simply a translation of the name of Jesus into a language that was invented in the 1800s. And then people turn around and they call that the original. The Sacred Names Movement, which is a subset of the Hebrew Roots Movement, it's a denomination of them, teaches that you have to deny the name of Jesus to go to heaven. What's the first thing that you need to do when you're converting to Judaism? You have to renounce Jesus as the Messiah. What's the first thing you have to do when you convert to another religion? You have to admit that all paths lead to God and that Jesus isn't the only way. You have to call Jesus a liar. And that's exactly what the Sacred Names Movement, a subset of the Hebrew Roots Movement, has done. It is such a blasphemous thing to attack the original name of the Messiah. And his original name was written down in Greek. And if Hebrew was so important, if God had inspired the Hebrew language for the name of the Messiah to come through, then why was it dead for almost 2,000 years?
It is a complete shame, my friends, that the entire Christian world calls the Messiah by a completely bogus and made up false name. And I want you to get this. They know it.
But what's the only name that's a cuss word in the entire culture? The name of Jesus. My dad worked in the public school system, and he said that whenever somebody came in with the name Jesus on their shirt, the school system forced the student to turn the shirt inside out. Why? Because there's power in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus is authentic. What's the first thing you have to do when you're converting to Judaism? Renounce the name of Jesus. What's the first thing you got to do when you're converting to Satanism? Renounce the name of Jesus. Why? Why is it the only word that's a cuss word in the culture of the entire world? Because it's legitimate, because it's the original, authentic name. Don't let YouTube teachers confuse you on basic Bible history. And let me say this. Why did they make a big deal out of the name of Jesus being pagan? They want to attack the name of Jesus, say you can't use an English translation, but then they don't do the same thing for any other name. What about Adam and Eve? What about John the Baptist?
They won't talk about Adam by his Hebrew name or Noah or Moses. And the most deceptive thing about the Hebrew Roots movement is that they will use the name of Jesus to reel people in first. They'll say, well, did you know Jesus, our Messiah, kept the feasts and that he kept the Torah and he followed all of God's commandments? And they will use that as a method to be able to lure people in. And then when they've got people in, they slowly start telling them, well, the name of Jesus is inferior. That probably wasn't his real name. That name is less than 400 years old. And they start indoctrinating people with lies. Think of how Satan has worked in this movement to destroy their faith in Jesus. And a lot of them will say, well, we're just trying to get closer to Jesus, and we just want to refer to him by his original name, by his real name, all the while not being able to agree on it. But riddle me this, if they're so concerned about following the Messiah and walking in his steps, as they say, why is it that so many of them convert to Judaism and completely disregard Jesus altogether, and they will follow modern Judaism or Orthodox Judaism today? Why is that? Because this movement is actually taking away from the name of Jesus. And if you talk to a Satanist, the name that they hate is the name of Jesus. If you go into work and you talk to your bosses about Jesus, odds are you're going to get taken HR. You will likely be fired for mentioning that name. It is the name above all names, and it is the name by which we are saved.